Welcome back to another episode of Back Porch Theology, where we want to exalt Christ as King of the Nations and put all of his enemies under his feet. We take the humanist ideas of the day to the woodshed, and we want to equip you to be strong, to be steadfast, and to always abound in the work of the Lord. Today on Back Porch Theology, we're returning to the family, the home, the building block of society, and Christ is King there too. Be sure to send me an email to backporchtheology@yahoo.com, and we'll interact with your comments, with your critiques, with your suggestions, because if you're on my back porch, well, you are a kid folk. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Back Porch Theology with your host, Kayla Moore, the new grandpa. That's right. We are relishing in the promises that God gave to our ancestor Abraham, our great forefather in the faith, that he would be a father of many nations and that princes and kings would come from him. I wanted to talk a little bit more about being a grandpa tonight. It's about 11 o'clock, and that means I'm headed out to work to plow the field that God in his goodness has given me to work faithfully, to earn my blue collar with some bloody hands. So we want to venerate the housewife. We want to, well, back it up a little bit. We want to look at all of life through a biblical lens. We want to think like Christians. We don't want to think like Oprah, who with $4 billion in the bank account can still claim that she has been the victim of oppression and prejudice for some reason. No. We want to think clearly. We want to think biblically. We want to think in a way that pleases God. We want to have a biblical metaphysic. And what does that big word mean again? It means our interpretation of reality. We want to have God's metaphysic. And the only way to do that, the only way to see life as it really is, to see the world around us as it really is to think biblically. So in doing so, we want to have biblical values. And at the top of the list, or near the top of the list, is venerating the housewife. So I get home from work today about 11:30 after being out working for 14 hours with my son-in-law. And what do I find but my daughter, my precious 21-year-old daughter with the baby in the bassinet. And she's standing over the stove making her husband a meal, who's going to have a quick hour break before he goes back out to mow yards for another 7 hours or 8 hours. This is the good life, y'all. This is the biblical life. This is Proverbs 29:18, having a biblical vision for our life. And this is God's blessing. So I just want to give all glory to God for where I'm at right now, that I can go out and work for 14 and a half hours with my son-in-law, plowing the field, creating wealth, being a service to others in a free market, biblical economy, and come home and see not just my wife, but my daughter, my eldest daughter, standing over the stove, making her hardworking husband an excellent meal, so that he can have the energy to go out and continue to work hard for his family and his household. What a beautiful thing. And that comes on the heels of my granddaughter, Zoe Noel, receiving the covenant sign of baptism yesterday. We had a big old celebration. That's right, about 5-6 weeks old, and she's receiving the sign of the covenant, water baptism. And my mom and stepdad were there My son-in-law's parents were there, and then me and my wife got to stand up there and in faith participate in just another generation of God's faithfulness to be not just to God to us, and not just to our children, but to our grandchildren. Now that, my friends, is what we call living on high cotton. That's the good life. So in this episode of Back Porch Theology, we're returning to the home, which is the most fundamental sphere that God has ordained in the earth. Well, you have the self, you have self-government, you have the home, family government, then you have the church and state, and Christ is king of all of them, and if you want his blessing, you got to submit to his way of doing things. And as parents, me and my wife, what we're called to do is disciple our children, not to be good boys and girls, but to be faithful men and women, to be a faithful young men and young women. And so the paradigm, I want to return back to discipling, especially our boys, our sons, in this episode of Back Porch Theology. The paradigm that we've talked about before, back on previous episodes, of the man being the prophet, the man being the priest, and we have not yet gotten to the king aspect of the office of the husband and the father in the home. But nonetheless, as a father, one of my chief roles is to disciple my son to one day be a prophet, priest, and king of his home, of his kingdom, of his sphere of influence that God will graciously one day give him. And so my son is 16, and I want to bring this up because I commend this to you other fathers out there and sons to think this way. And that's part of what I want to do on Back Porch Theology, is to share things that God has shown me over the years and is showing me now that might be a benefit to others out there as they're striving to be faithful to the Lord and put all of his enemies under his feet and exalt Christ as King of the nations. So, in wanting to disciple my son to be a faithful prophet, priest, and king, part of the prophet role is that he knows how to teach the scripture, how he knows how to teach the Bible to his family someday. And so recently, actually about a month and a half ago or so, I just said, you know what, Josh, every single Monday, family worship, that's on you. It's going to be your job to teach us from the Bible. So he's been doing that in the past 6 weeks or so. And tonight was just fantastic. And this, again, is kind of falls in the category of hierarchy. So the husband is the king of the home. The wife is his chief executive helper. And the children are underneath them. We advocate patriarchy. Not feminarchy, and certainly not pedoarchy either. The woman is not the ruler of the home. The children are not the ruler of the home. The father is the ruler of the home under Christ, of course. Christ is the king of the home, just like he's the king of the church and the king of the state and the king of the world. That's right. So tonight was just fantastic because my son, he taught us out of Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame of Faith, fantastic section of scripture. And, you know, he's learning. It's a learning process on how to be engaging, how to make sure that everyone's tracking with what you're saying, how to draw from the family, not just speak to everybody, but to have everyone actively involved and excited about what is being taught. So my wife tapped into homeschool mom mode. It was so fantastic. She grabbed the whiteboard, grabbed a marker, and started helping my son learn how to lead in family worship. And the living room just lit up. Hands were going up. Everyone was engaged, checked in, involved, excited about what God has to say in Hebrews chapter 11. And my son learned more from not just his dad, but his mom on how to effectively lead in family worship, which I was reminded immediately of Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. For they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. So it's my job as the patriarch of the home, patriarchy, right? Father rule. It's my job to be the chief instructor in the home. And my chief pupil needs to be my wife. And so when she teaches, when she opens her mouth with wisdom on her lips, teaching my children the things that I've taught her, man, that's fire right there. So again, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching as well. And this is the good life, y'all. This is the plain, good, quiet Christian life that needs to be delighted in. It needs to result in doxology. It needs to result in our hearts overflowing with praise and thanksgiving to the triune God who loved us and gave his son for us. So fathers, rule your household well. And after blood and sweat and years of tears, our daughters are standing over the stove with your grandchild on their hip, cooking a meal for their hardworking husband. And your son is leading in family worship, being taught by not just you, but by also your wife. And my youngest daughter is watching. She's watching her mom know how to teach the scriptures, which is going to do what? It's going to challenge her. It's going to inspire her on what her role is going to be someday. Dagon, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Woo! Well, I hope you had a good time on my back porch. This has been another episode of Back Porch Theology. Be sure to share the podcast with everybody you know. And we hope it was beneficial for you and equipping you to live the steadfast Christian life. And until next time, keep your hand in the plow, remain steadfast, and always abound in the work of the Lord. We'll catch you next time.